DoorYourHealthNow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
For 19 years, this radio program has been on. It's its time, and we have no plans to stop in the future. Welcome, everybody, into another edition of Auto World. We get an outstanding broadcast lined up for you. We're going to begin by telling you all about a really interesting story about the use of aluminum. It's really skyrocketing. Auto aluminum usage hits an all-time high and expected to aggressively accelerate. That's from a new survey, so we're going to be talking to a very interesting gentleman momentarily. Also coming up on today's broadcast in hour number two of the program, he is a reporter for Car and Driver Magazine, for Auto Week Magazine, for many other automotive publications, and he's the Orlando Sentinel Automotive Editor. Stephen Cole Smith, one of our favorite guys, will be with us to talk all about some racing stuff as well as some recent test drives he's had the opportunity to check out. Also coming up on today's broadcast in hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, ASC certified mechanic Mark Evans will be going under the hood, so to speak. We'll take your calls of the mechanical nature. If there's just something wrong with your car, we'll help you out. And of course, along the way, we'll tell you all the latest automotive news, and we're going to play trivia. That's a given, no question about it. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Randall Schnapps, who is the chairman of the Aluminum Association's Aluminum Transportation Group and marketing director at Alcoa Incorporated. Randall, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Oh, doing just fine, thanks.
Well, let's begin by telling folks all about this very interesting study that just came out. Aluminum use as a percent of automotive materials mixed to double by 2025. What's going on here, Randall?
Well, it's really just kind of a continuation of a trend that we've been seeing for the last 40 years of having aluminum use grow every year, really for the last 40 years. And we're up to about 8% of the weight of the average car. And by 2025, that's going to double to 16%.
And, of course, 2025 is a big year for the automakers because that's when some real, you know, daunting is the word I used earlier today. CAFE regulations come into play. Tell our listeners all about these CAFE rules that are going into effect for 2025, which is really going to put an awful lot of pressure on the automakers.
Oh, without question, and daunting is absolutely the right word. 54.5 miles per gallon is what the fleet average has to hit by 2025, and all the automakers will be trying to hit that number without sacrificing the function of the cars, you know, without making all the cars really super tiny or taking away function that customers expect.
You know, that's so true because Americans, you know, tend to like larger vehicles. They like their SUVs. They like their pickup trucks. And some of us like the performance of vehicles, and we don't want to give that up. And also, Americans are a little larger than other folks around the country, so we can't all be driving roller skates like they do in other areas of the world. Let's talk about some of the more common places that we're seeing the use of aluminum today, Randall. Whereabouts on vehicles are some of the places that we should look for increased use of aluminum?
Well, the places where aluminum is today are places like engine blocks, heads, transmission cases, wheels, you know, some of the applications people are familiar with. As we look to the future, it's really all going to be about body panels and bumpers and really complete body structures shifting from steel to aluminum.
Yeah, it's definitely a trend. I'm seeing it with some of the test vehicles that I'm fortunate enough to have the opportunity to drive up here in New England. Ford is using a lot, I know, in the new Ford Focus. I noticed that. It seems like a lot of vehicles these days have aluminum hoods.
That's right, about 30%. A lot of people are surprised to hear that, and then many people may not even know that they have one, until you go check it with a magnet. You might not know, but yeah, 30%, and that percentage has been growing every year as well.
And as you pointed out, trunks and doors are also other areas that we're seeing increased use of aluminum, as well as bumpers.
Right, and suspension components, down under the car,
sure.
Chassis, cradles, engine cradles, things like that, all making the switch.
When you get into the realm of some high-end vehicles, luxury vehicles like the Audi A8 is a very aluminum-intensive vehicle. Also, Jaguar has been a pioneer in the use of aluminum body panels in a number of their vehicles, the XJ, the XF, as well as the XK, and Audi also, in addition to the A8, their sports car, the R8, uses a lot of aluminum, and this is something that we're going to see more and more of, as Randall points out. Let's go back to 1975, which is a while ago, 30-plus years ago, and I understand way back in 1975, I mean, we're talking about 7 pounds per vehicle back in 1975. So we've
right.
come a long way in a relatively short span of time.
Well, and those 7 pounds were probably all heat exchangers, all radiator, air conditioner, evaporator, heater cores, things like that.
A number of automakers are really being leaders in the realm of increased usage of aluminum, but I was surprised to learn that General Motors actually leads the pack. Tell our listeners all around North America about that.
General Motors has really been they've been a trailblazer in finding new applications for aluminum. They were one of the first car makers here in North America to apply it to an exterior body panel. We at Alcoa have always worked very closely with General Motors on kind of next-generation applications.
And when we look at what's out there on the road today, you'll run down a list here. These are some new vehicles boasting above-average aluminum content, which is more than 9% of the vehicle's curb weight. So when you stop and think about how much a vehicle weighs, it's actually a significant number. The Malibu from Chevrolet, the Cadillac CTS, the Explorer from Ford, the Focus from Ford, the Escape from Ford, the MKZ from Lincoln, Chrysler's 300C sedan, and CRV from Honda, as well as the Civic from Honda, the Honda Accord, the Nissan Altima, the Toyota Avalon, and the vehicle that sits in my driveway this week is my test vehicle, the Fiat 500. So it's becoming very popular, and the good news there with that list is we're not talking mega-dollar cars. We're talking more mainstream vehicles, Randall.
That's right, and that's the real fundamental shift that's going on. It's no longer just expensive German luxury cars. It's really coming into the mainstream, and over the next 10 or 15 years, you're going to see many, many more high-volume mainstream vehicles with very large aluminum content.
Let's talk a little bit about safety and aluminum. Some people may have some concerns about that. What's the difference between a vehicle with, let's say, steel bumpers or a vehicle with aluminum bumpers?
Well, it's really, from the user's point of view, it's no different at all. The automakers today are so much more sophisticated in the engineering tools that they use that they can make a vehicle that's designed in aluminum or in steel perform exactly the same in crash and have exactly the same level of safety.
And certainly when you look at some of the vehicles I just cited, I know the Ford Explorer is a vehicle I haven't had the opportunity to drive yet, but I've seen a number of them out there on the highways and byways of America. And it, number one, it's a striking design. Number two, I mean, it's a good-sized vehicle, and yet it's got some very, very innovative powertrains, and it's got a lot of aluminum.
That's right. And Ford has publicly stated that they would like to take 750 pounds out of their average vehicle, over the next 10 or 15 years.
Wow.
So they are really getting very aggressive about lightweight materials.
We're going to have more with Randall straight ahead right here. This is Auto World.
Blue, I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
The Long Drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLongDrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back live across North America. My name is Bob Long, along with Randall. I always mess up his last name. I'm so sorry, Randall. Randall Sheps. I'm sorry. I'm having one of these days. That's what I, as I said earlier to you on the broadcast, I have a one-year-old daughter at an advanced age, and sometimes it takes its toll with lack of sleep. So Randall is chairman of the Aluminum Association's Aluminum Transportation Group and Marketing Director at Alcoa, which must be a very cool job, I would imagine, working with the folks at Alcoa. Alcoa is a company that goes back a long, long ways.
It does, yeah, about 125 years.
Wow, that's
so we've
amazing.
Alcoa's been part of really every major innovation with aluminum in the auto industry.
That's fantastic.
As well as aerospace and packaging and many other industries as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the cost competitive weight savings. I mean, when vehicles utilize more aluminum, how does it translate money-wise?
Well, you know, the thing you have to keep in mind is that as car makers improve fuel economy, or as they add technology to improve fuel economy, all those technologies cost money. So aluminum has got sort of gives you a double advantage. Not only does lightweighting save money by itself, but it also allows you to save money on the powertrain side. You know, might let you step down from an 8-cylinder to a 6 or from a 6 to a turbocharged 4, and that brings cost savings along with it also. So reducing the weight of the car is a very, very cost-competitive way to improve the fuel economy.
And we're already going to see aluminum content go up in the not-too-distant future. According to the report here, market factors already in place are projected to push aluminum content to 4 to 100 pounds per vehicle in 2015-2016. And, of course, those vehicles are well on the development board, on the drawing board, so to speak, for the automakers because, you know, unlike consumer electronics, which can be turned around rather quickly, automobiles have quite a ramp-up period.
That's right. Yeah, the 2014s are really all the big decisions have already been made for the 2014s about the material choice and things like that. But, you know, the next big step for aluminum and where you'll start to see it more and more is in the body structure and in hoods and doors and trunk lids, things like that.
And I've noticed on a few high-end vehicles, and I'm sure it's going to trickle down to regular mainstream vehicles, roofs as well.
That's true. And that's got the added advantage of lowering your center of gravity as well. You know, as you take weight out of that top half of the car, it helps bring the center of gravity down for vehicles that need to do that.
A lot of our Auto World listeners may not realize the amount of aluminum componentry that's already under their hood. I mean, years ago, when you go back to the 1960s, I mean, there were a very limited number of aluminum blocked and aluminum head engined vehicles. And nowadays, this is pretty much across the board, Randall.
That's right. Yep, it's aluminum has really displaced cast iron in all but the very, very heavy duty applications, like the big over the road Class 8 trucks. You know, those remain cast iron, but in the automotive applications, it's been a very dramatic shift.
And I know a little bit earlier today, a number of folks were expressing some concern about things like overheating with an aluminum head, but you pointed out a really good factoid, and that's the fact that, I mean, with the sophistication of today's powertrains and computer systems, I mean, we don't see overheating. I remember as a kid growing up, we used to see a lot of cars pulled over on the highway. They used to call it vapor lock years ago, you know, on the side of the road, and you don't see that anymore.
That's right. It used to happen all the time, and I remember as well. You know, it's and now it just almost never happens. So I think, you know, you've got a collection of improvements, you know, in engine powertrain controls and things like that. It's not a major concern anymore.
Yeah, matter of fact, a vehicle that I own, an older Corvette from 1998, actually has what they call a limp home mode. If something goes really wrong with the engine, you can't drive it any faster than 5 miles an hour, and it's, you know, it's designed to protect those components. So I've actually experienced that once, Randall, so I can attest to it.
Well, it's you know, you can't overstate, you know, the advances that have been made in the computers and the control systems that are in these cars today.
Absolutely. Where can folks find out more information about this study? Is there a particular website you'd recommend?
Sure. Yep, we've got the association has got a website. It's one word, no dashes, no spaces. It's aluminumintransportation.org.
Excellent. Another interesting little piece from this study is the fact that this survey points to future growth areas in mid-size and large sedans, as well as full-size, full-frame vehicles, for example, light-duty pickup trucks. And that's mainly due to comfort, safety, and functionality requirements expected from the consumer. So, you know, folks aren't going to want to have to give up all those features and the spaciousness that they're used to because of these ever-increasing fuel economy standards. So something has to be done. The automakers have to do something.
That's right. And at the large end of the vehicle spectrum, you know, the light-duty pickups and the full-size cars, people are buying those primarily for their functionality, you know, for their towing capacity, for their how many passengers they can carry, and car makers just cannot compromise on those things.
Let's touch a little bit on the layering of the aluminum panels and the way that the automakers build these vehicles. I mean, as you pointed out, with the use of computer technology, the way that these vehicles are designed from the get-go, using not only aluminum but advanced high-strength steels. Explain to our listeners what advanced high-strength steels are.
Well, the steel industry has been pressed by the car makers to lightweight as well, and they've developed some higher strength versions of the typical steels that are used in cars, and that allows the car makers to save some weight, typically on the order of 10% or so.
And that's
so they use those. They're using those steels in some of the crash relevant applications within the body. But there's a limit to what you can really do with steel.
That's true. And, of course, aluminum is not a rare commodity. Aluminum is available in abundance. We don't have a shortage issue with that, do we, Randall?
Nope. The element that aluminum comes from is a compound known as bauxite, and it's actually quite abundant. It's one of the most abundant materials on the earth.
Wonderful. Hang with us. We'll finish up on the other side. This is Auto World. We're live all across America.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Attention homeowners, are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Randall Sheps is with us, chairman of the Aluminum Association's Aluminum Transportation Group and marketing director at Alcoa Incorporated. And we're talking all about the fact that trucks are getting, cars and trucks are getting lighter and more efficient thanks to aluminum, though. They don't have to get smaller or less safe, so that's good news for everybody. And we've been focusing on this survey released this past week, which is showing the continued growth in the automakers' overall use of aluminum, an all-time high, 343 pounds in 2012, and aluminum usage has increased every year for nearly 40 years, so that certainly speaks well for the aluminum industry, Randall.
Absolutely. It's been a great relationship between the aluminum industry and the auto industry, just continuing to, move into those new applications, from heat exchangers to engine block to heads to transmission cases, just one after the other after the other.
Absolutely. The heat exchangers and the early radiators, I remember those as well being one of the first aluminum pieces, but now we're seeing, lots of vehicles very heavily intensive with their aluminum structure. And matter of fact, I remember when Jag came out with the XJ, not the current generation, but the previous generation, which used, basically aircraft building technology, aluminum body panels. They held the press launch out in California in the San Diego area. And Jackie Stewart, they brought along, and we actually set up, this is a big four-door luxury sedan, but actually set up kind of a cone course, kind of like a Gymkhana-type course, just to show the agility of a vehicle that's a large vehicle, yet it has aluminum body panels, and what a difference it can make. It really made the vehicle, and it makes, like all current Jaguars, feel a whole lot lighter on its feet, considering its size.
That's right, and anybody who's ever driven a Lotus, you know, has experienced that as well. Those have been all aluminum since they were first in production, and just incredibly sharp handling.
Oh, that's a really good point. And Lotus is a company undergoing transformation with their new Avore, and they've got an upcoming new Esprit, and at the LA Auto Show last year, they showed up about five different other vehicles that they hope to bring to market. So if you look at the high end, that's sometimes the place to look. That stuff trickles down to regular cars that you and I can drive. And it's great news, as this study points out, that a lot of these cars that are aluminum intensive, like that Ford Focus and Chevrolet Malibu, are mainstream vehicles.
That's right. And you know, the step we're all watching for is to see an all aluminum body in a mainstream car. And it's coming this decade.
This decade, you predict that we'll see an all-aluminum body in the mainstream car. That's definitely going to be something absolutely to keep an eye on. Randall, one more time, why don't you give out that very cool website? I was checking it out between my radio shows here today. You've got lots of great information there. Why don't you reiterate that website for us one more time?
Okay. It's one word, no dashes, no spaces. aluminumintransportation.org.
Excellent. And I'm sure with your work there, tell us a little bit about the association there. Is it made up of a group of aluminum manufacturers?
Yeah, it's there are seven aluminum manufacturers who serve the U.S. market, and we, as a group, you know, we sponsor research studies like the one we're talking about here today, and you know, we go to Washington and inform our regulators in Washington and our legislators in Washington about the value that aluminum can bring to cars and trucks.
Well, you're doing a great job, and we so appreciate your extended visit here on Auto World today.
Thanks, Bob. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Randall. We'll throw out a trivia question here just to have a little bit of fun. We'll continue on the aluminum theme here. This particular Audi luxury sedan is an all-aluminum bodied vehicle. It's a very expensive piece. I had the opportunity to drive the third incarnation of it this past December. What's the all-aluminum luxury sedan from Audi? There have been three generations of this vehicle. The first generation came out in about 1997, 1998, somewhere in that vicinity. And then along came the second generation, and now we see the third generation of this vehicle. But it has an all-aluminum space frame. It has an all-aluminum aluminum-intensive body. And as Randall was pointing out, Lotus vehicles also very intensive in that, along with Jag. Jag is definitely moving in that direction, first with the XJ, and then they came in with the XK, the two-door, which has got a lot of aluminum componentry, and then the XF, and then the all-new XJ, a very highly intensive aluminum vehicle. But the trivia question is, once again, the Audi luxury sedan that is an aluminum chassis body. This is an aluminum-intensive vehicle. There have been three generations of this luxury high-end sedan from Audi, and they all have had aluminum. They've all been made of aluminum. That is the question. And the telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Or you can email me up. It's boblongradio@yahoo.com. When you get a chance, I want you to check out a number of different websites. Number one, automotiveradionetwork.com, a place in the not-too-distant future that you'll be able to hear this show live, as well as our network's website, which is GCN Live, where you can hear the show when you're away from your favorite local radio station. You can also hear the show on demand. You can also hear the archives of the show. You can also listen on the phone. Mobile apps are available. All kinds of cool stuff can be found just by logging on to GCN.com. Looks like I already got a winner here. Pretty cool. Very fast here on the all-aluminum bodied Audi, now in its third generation. We want to congratulate Enrico in Philadelphia, listening on WFYL AM 1180, who is has emailed in the proper answer to the question, and the answer is the Audi A8. That is the all-aluminum vehicle from Audi in the luxury sedan area. We'll throw out an additional trivia question. Since that one went so fast, let's throw out another trivia question right now. Let's go back into the decade of the 1980s. And who made the vehicle known as the 6000? Who made the 6000? I mean, numerals are used a lot in vehicles, but this was from a domestic manufacturer. Who made the 6000? It was the blank 6000, and there were many different trim levels, but at one time, one of the particular trim levels of this 6000 made a lot of 10 best lists. It was a sedan, and it had a little bit of a sporting attitude, and I believe Car and Driver honored it a number of times on its 10 best list. So who made the 6000? Going back into the decade of the 1980s, you can call Matt up right now at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can shoot me an email. It's very easy. It's BobLongRadio@yahoo.com. That's BobLongRadio@yahoo.com. Once again, the trivia question at 800-259-9231. Going back to the 1980s, who made the 6000? Which automaker? Was a domestic automaker? Was a sedan? Who made the 6000? 800-259-9231. Well, rumors are circulating about the new upcoming Camaro, which is going to be the most powerful Camaro ever made. It's actually going to be one of the most powerful vehicles General Motors has ever made. And it's the ZL1 Camaro. When we come back on the other side, I'll tell you the inside scoop on this vehicle, which will be introduced in early 2012. But meanwhile, who made the 6000? It was a domestic automaker. 800-259-9231.
So, honey, all ready to go new car shopping?
Dad?
I have a list of 15 car dealers we're going
to
hit.
Dad, we don't have to go all over town. I went to TrueCar.com.
TrueCar.com?
I just put in a new car I wanted to buy, and TrueCar.com showed me what other people paid for the same car. And then they found me an even better price.
But once we're at the dealer, I take over, and I am a master at squeezing out a great price.
Dad, TrueCar.com got me the great price. See, I printed out this TrueCar.com price protection certificate, I give it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, and I get my car. I'll save $3,800.
Wow. Well, I'm very proud you found out about TrueCar.com. It's just that, well, you really don't need me anymore.
I think there was a spider in my room.
I'm going to go kill it right now.
Thank you, Daddy.
Boy, that is one big spider.
TrueCar.com shows you what others paid for the exact same car. Then they find you a better price. And the best part is you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. Take it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer and pick up your new car. That's TrueCar.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line from all across North America. We'd love to hear from you. Who made the 6,000 sedan domestic manufacturer back in the 1980s. No, it wasn't Dodge. No, it wasn't Ford. No, it wasn't Oldsmobile. Who made it? That's the question. 800-259-9231. And I'm trying to remember what the hot version of this one, I think it was called the STE. So it was a 6000 STE. That was the ultimate incarnation of this particular vehicle. Front-wheel drive from a domestic manufacturer. This was the sporty rendition, and it made a number of big lists. Car and Driver once a year puts out their 10 best list, and this vehicle was on the list. Well, if you are fortunate, let's say you've got a decent job, maybe you work for one of those corporate entities, and you've got all the perks and the 401ks and the benefits and all that kind of stuff, and you know, maybe you've already had your kids at a younger age, and you're looking to have a little fun. Well, there couldn't be a better time for you, because there are so many wonderful adolescent cars for grown-up guys out there. And certainly, I would have to put this one right up there with the new Ford Mustang in GT variant, or in GT500 Shelby variant, or the Challenger, the SRT8. This one may trump it all. It's the ZL1 Camaro coming to your Chevrolet dealership early in 2012. Imagine this. They're taking the Corvette ZR1 engine, the 6.2-liter supercharged V8, which in the Corvette, the more than $100,000 Corvette ZR1, puts out a mind-boggling 638 horsepower, I believe, somewhere in that vicinity. Most powerful engine ever produced by General Motors. Certainly, if you stop and think about it, probably one of the most powerful engines ever produced by any domestic manufacturer, even foreign manufacturer. There aren't many that trump it. I know Lamborghini's got a new vehicle, a beautiful car called the Aventador, which has got close to 700 horsepower. It actually came in a little under. I know they wanted more than 700 horsepower, but it's like 680 or something like that. But this new Camaro upcoming is going to get that detuned engine, the same one that you can find in the Cadillac with the V badge, the CTS-V sedan, or the CTS-V coupe. except they're turning up the heat a little bit. In the Cadillac, puts out about 550 horsepower and about the same amount of torque. Well, news has trickled out of the Milford, Michigan proving grounds of General Motors that they're putting finishing touches on the ZL1 Camaro. And here's some of the goodies that it's going to have. It's going to have this 6.2-liter supercharged V8 putting out 580 horsepower. 580 horsepower, standard equipment from the Camaro. And also good news, you can get it with either a 6-speed manual transmission or a 6-speed automatic transmission. And I know for a fact that Ford has had a number of requests for a Shelby GT500 with an available automatic, and Carroll Shelby says no way, even though he sold a bazillion of them back in the 1960s, they're not going to do it. So you can get an automatic with this if you prefer to go that route. And other cool stuff about this car, they're going to take the computerized dampening system, which is off that $120,000 Corvette ZR1, and put it on this Camaro. And this computer dampening system uses this special fluid, it's like metal flake fluid. It's kind of hard to put into words. I'm struggling to come up with the exact term for it, but basically it's a very elaborate suspension setup that computer-wise takes about 1,000 readings per second as you're driving down the road. And I know this new Camaro is going to have four different suspension settings, and in manual transmission mode it's going to have launch control, which is something that you find on a number of high-end vehicles these days. This is not an unusual thing to find in your Ferraris, and actually the Nissan GT-R has it as well, and it gives maximum acceleration, 0 to 60 runs. And price-wise, they're talking between $50,000 and $60,000 for this. Definitely a collectible. Get it while you can, because this isn't going to go on forever. You know, with these increased corporate average fuel economy standards around the bend for 2016, 2017, and in my opinion, the horrific ones that are being forced upon us and the automakers for 2025 with a corporate average fuel economy of more than 50 miles to the gallon, they're not going to be able to make these kind of cars. So if you are sitting in that lucky place, I wish I was. As a radio host, you would think that I would be, but unfortunately, the radio times of late have not been as kind to the Auto World host here as in the past. So with God's help, that will turn in the not-too-distant future. But nevertheless, what an amazing assortment of vehicles. I mean, there's something for everybody. If you don't like the muscle cars, if the Challenger SRT8 is not for you, the Camaro ZL1 is not for you, the Mustang GT or Boss or GT500 Shelby is not for you. I mean, just look at the other cars, BMW with their 1M, BMW with their M Series, the new BMW Z Coupe, convertible Roadster, retractable hardtop, an amazing vehicle. Mercedes with a C63 sedan and coupe, you know, putting out gobs and gobs of power. It is truly a golden age of automobiles. Speaking of a golden, I know General Motors is really hoping that their new Malibu for 2013 is going to seem golden to buyers. As a matter of fact, I was talking to one of my automotive journalism colleagues, one of my journalist colleagues, and he was saying, after driving the new Camry, they have just introduced the all-new Camry, and he was a little bit underwhelmed with the new Camry. This seems to be a growing trend with products out of Japan of late. I know I haven't had much of an opportunity to drive the new Honda Civic. I had it briefly, but compared to the previous generation Civic, it's nice. It's a little bit more refined, but certainly stylistically it doesn't look a whole lot better and doesn't raise the bar that much. And I'm afraid that's the same problem with the new Camry. It doesn't really raise the bar. And they were telling me that if this Chevrolet Malibu had a Toyota badge on it, I mean, people would be, you know, doing leaps and jumps over it because it is that advanced. It's not coming out for a while. It's going to be the 2013 Malibu, so only time will tell. But good news to hear that some of the domestic automakers are fighting back with some really good product. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The trivia question, who made the 6,000 back in the decade of the 1980s? More email guesses continue to trickle in. As we said, no Ford. It was not a Ford, was not a Plymouth, was not an Oldsmobile, was not a Buick, was not a Chrysler, was not a Dodge. So who made the front-wheel drive sedan known as the 6000 back in the decade of the 1980s? 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free line from all across North America, or you can email me up, boblongradio@yahoo.com. And we'll give you a cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy and all the good folks out there in Arizona, they've got a special prize with your name on it. If you can call Matt right now, who is standing by ready to take your call at 800-259-9231. Who made the 6000, that sedan, that front-wheel drive sedan from a domestic manufacturer back in the decade of the 1980s? 800-259-9231. Coming up in hour number two of the program, one of my favorite auto journalism pals. He is the automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel, writes for Car and Driver, Auto Week, and has a resume a mile long. Stephen Cole Smith, he's also a motorsports aficionado expert, and if you want to talk motorsports with Steve, you can do that. You want to talk new vehicles, we'll do that as well. He's also a radio guy, so anytime we have a radio guy here on the program, that's always a thrill for me, too, because I've been a radio guy all my life. I started as a freshman in college at the age of 17. So that's going to do it. We'll keep the trivia question out there a little while longer, but that's all for this hour of Auto World on GCN.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.